Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Huh? Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Falcons are 4-8. It is a Falcon Monday. We're talking about a variety of things. Mike and I were just talking amongst ourselves as the Lane Kiffin conversation went over into the break, and was talking with Big O and Damon about this Day-Day as far as, you know, the perception of Lane Kiffin. It's very, very interesting. And I said to Mike, I do think that 95% of the people feel the way what Mike just described as far as how it's perceived from Lane and him being selfish and, oh, I want to coach my team, but they're pushing me out. Mm. It's you know, again, do you really? Because if you wanted to stay, you could. The interesting thing, though, is, you know, as we discuss this, Mike, he is the dark side. There is a love-hate thing with Lane Kiffin, right? I mean, you either like really like the guy and you think he's a great, fun personality and he's cool because he's on social media and he says all these cool things, or you absolutely despise him, which is great for college football. We need this. We need him to go to LSU and be a bad guy, Mike, because everybody thought Brian Kelly was a nice guy. Everybody likes Brian Kelly. Oh, no. Midwestern guy. He's got values.
Now, big fraud, big ego.
Okay. Didn't work.
Right.
Lane's like, screw it. I'm going to do what I do. And everybody's being mad. It's great for college football. Hate on him because that is good for the sport.
Like, he's the closest thing we have today to Steve Spurrier. I mean, Cignetti pops off a little bit. Remember Saban last year? You didn't sound like this when you're on my staff. You know, Cignetti's full. But that's cool. That's part of the reason. Florida Gators, it was a strange fit with Billy Napier. He just wasn't that bombastic personality. Now, from what I've heard from Stakes, you know, Tulane alum, John Summerall wears his heart on his sleeve. He's going to get into
it. Good coach.
He's not afraid to, you know, kind of show some emotion. So coming for a Florida Gator fan, that's what you want. You want a little bit of that swagger. You know, Billy Napier was like too much of a shrinking violet, I think, at times for a lot of fans.
I'll tell you a secret. Kentucky waited too long. He played at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Played in the SEC. Coached at Ole Miss. They waited too long. Mike, I think this is who they were going to try to go get. And then they waited until this weekend to do what they should have done. But I'm not saying he would have taken the job with all these other jobs open.
And he was in the mix for Auburn for a minute,
for a minute.
It sounded like.
He had choices. But everybody thought he was going to go to Alabama or back to Alabama. John, I like this Summerall hire. I do for Florida. And because of his SEC ties, Mike, this is not going to be a leap like it was with Napier. This is not as big of a leap. I think he's going to be more ready. So I'm with Sakey on this. I like that. I also like, again, the Auburn hire with Golish.
Right.
He was the OC at Tennessee. He was there with Heupel. Like, that offense is going to be fun again. If I'm an Auburn fan, I'm excited about the fact that we're going to be able to score points.
What you thought you were getting with Freeze that you didn't get.
Correct.
If we're honest.
That's right.
And the thing about, I remember it was, I think it was maybe the, when they played, was it Miami? It was at the Florida game. Anyway, as, they were inside the locker room with Alex Golish. I loved the way he talked to his play. I just love that vibe. You know, Lee at Vanderbilt's kind of like that, too. It's like, man, these guys want to run through a brick wall for this guy, and it's impressive. And it's again, we'll see. I mean, Auburn needs some stability, man. They're starting to go through coaches like socks. This guy's got to get things right because Auburn's been looking up at Alabama for way too long.
If he can win where he just came from and he's got experience in the Big Ten, Big 12, all over, we're talking about Alex Golish, who's now the new Auburn coach. I just feel like all this change, and there's a lot of it, guys, is hopefully going to be good for the SEC. What's up, O?
So the Golish hire is funny because they had cued in and kind of zeroed in on Sumrall, but speaking of stability, they wanted DJ Durkin to remain as the DC. And Sumrall wasn't as keen on keeping Durkin as a DC. Golish, on the other hand, I think Durkin's going to stay under that regime right there. So you got stability on the defense, and you got a guy there, too. Alex is going to focus on defense. I mean, the offense take care of that stuff and game planning to some extent. And then you have Durkin, who's kind of keyed in on what they want to do in defensively.
Yeah. So. And by the way, the Alabama-Auburn game, better than expected, right?
How about the balls on our boy Kalen DeBoer? We spoke to him a few weeks ago. Going for it on that fourth down.
Huge.
And I mean, and Simpson making that throw, which was not an easy throw either. But that was, wow. I was like, okay. That was impressive in that situation.
I'm with you, man. Alabama gets it done. Georgia and Alabama will meet in the SEC championship game. More college football to come. And by the way, we've got a chance for you to win another pair of tickets today, Mike, for Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, man, we're off a little early today because we got an earlier tip for the Hawks. So the coaches show will start at 5:30. So sometime in the 5 o'clock hour, we got tickets for you to see Guns N' Roses. They're coming to Truist Park, guys, September 19th. Weather should be great outdoors. I mean, it's always a fantastic venue for hard rock and roll. So I'm Metallica there a couple years ago. So one of my favorite shows at Truist. So GNR, man. Tickets go on sale, by the way, December 5th, but your chance coming up in the 5 o'clock.
All right, guys. As we talk about the Falcons, and we'll get into some other things that went on around the league. But right now, this is where this team is at. They're 4-8. We have 5 games left. As we said, 3 contending teams that probably are going to go deep in the playoffs or at least have a chance to. In Seattle, obviously the Bucks and the Rams. And where are you as far as your disappointment? Has it been any lower than losing to the Jets? And I said to Mike, like, I kept thinking, all right, this could get worse. It could get worse. All right, we lose to the Jets. There will be change. There is none today.
Yeah.
There is none. And not that, look, you guys know. We've been saying this since, like, week 4, right? When we started getting senses, or at least hints, Mike, that some things weren't what we assumed they were. And then the mistakes continue to happen, and all of a sudden we find ourselves here. So you guys know where we're at. But, like, this is this thing was over a few weeks ago. So I don't know where you are, but, like, are you upset? Are you simply just frustrated with the way this has gone? But I'll tell you this, we can't stay here. We can't stay here.
Yeah, I mean, two ways of looking at it. I mean, you know, some fan bases, when things are going south, well, let's just tank. And nobody tanks in the NFL. You always see some surprise wins in December. But we don't have a pick in the first round. Now, we're happy because James Pierce Jr. is looking like a guy that was worth it now. And there, I think we can put that argument to rest, right? We believe that Pierce Jr. was worth it. But, you know, not having a first-round pick, if you lost a bunch of games, if you fired the coach and the team didn't respond and they go the other way, is Arthur concerned that less people are going to show up? Well, I got to be honest with you. The Carolina game, the stadium was half empty. You know, so I don't know what it's going to be like for Seattle, but a lot of fans, a lot of guys are hitting us up. And again, we're not telling you not to go. You go if you want to go. You don't want to go, you're frustrated, don't go.
That's right.
You know, you're going to sell your ticket, you'll still make some loot on Ticketmaster or whatever, but I'm still going to be there. You know, I'm a fan. I pay for the ticket. I'm going to take the ride. But I'm just, as a fan, I'm also frustrated. I'm not getting any message, to your point earlier, from the owner. This is unacceptable, Falcon fans. Rest assured, to an Arthur Blank, we will move on. But he's not saying that. I mean, I'd like to know that we're actively pursuing a new general manager and a new head coach, but we're not. We're still rolling with the guys we got.
Feels that way.
We got to find a way to win those football games.
Don't. How many one possession? One.
Five? Is it five?
One possession games we've lost?
Cinco. Five.
Uno. Dos. Tres.
Remember Tony Montana's mom? Cinco. I don't know. Five games. One possession. Guys doing their job. Coaches calling up a better play. Not, you know, making those mistakes. Bad teams lose those games. Good teams find a way to win those games. Sean Payton's not happy with his offense. They found a way to grind a road win last night against the Commanders.
Yeah, if you win 3 of those games, you're a 7-win football team.
Right. And we're in the mix in the NFC.
That's what's crazy about that.
We're certainly in the mix for the division because the Bucs had a 3-game losing streak before this last week.
So is that a little bit of hope? Seriously. that you've been good enough, as bad as it's been, to be in these games at the end, but you just have not been able to win them. And if you feel like, hey, we know the formula, or we're going to get a guy that knows the formula, like a Sean Payton or somebody of that elk, that can do those things, Mike, doesn't that give you a better feel? Like, we're not terrible. I know we are record-wise, and it feels that way. But you've lost these one-possession games. You know, again, you go on the road, you lose the Patriots by 1 point. Field goal. Yesterday, by the way, Zane Gonzalez missed a 50-yarder, and he hit a 50-yarder.
Right.
It's like, okay, we're right there. So how do you get over?
Right. The only two-possession game we lost I still think was winnable was the 49er game. There was a moment we could have taken the game over. We did not. We failed. We talked about the mistakes and the coaching staff and the defensive mistakes and burning timeouts off of penalties. Stupid stuff. That's the only 10 game. But other loss, the Bucs, who didn't have a field goal kicker to get us to overtime.
Right.
That's how the whole thing started. Of the eight losses, the two where we had no shot, the Panthers game where we were humiliated, and the Kirk Cousins game, we were under the impression Kirk didn't get a full week to prep, and it sure showed when the Dolphins came in here and beat us 34-10.
Yeah, that was
ugly. Everything else we're in.
That was ugly. I mean, the two ugly games, obviously, are the Carolina and the Dolphins game. The Dolphins game was just a slap in the face. But either way.
Colts, it's a one-possession game. You're in a position to win that game. You led that game.
Neutral
Panthers,
overtime.
We led the Panthers by two touchdowns, okay? And we blew a 14-point lead in that game. You know, that's the last. Penix, ironically, Penix was 13-16 before he hurts his knee.
Yeah, he was playing well. That's what's crazy. And Ra has mentioned that, too. Like, that you felt like he might have taken a turn for the better in feeling more comfortable. I think Ra even told us a couple of weeks back he was being more vocal, blah, blah, blah. And then he gets hurt. And your season's done. So, either way, it's something we're talking about today with you here on a Falcon Monday. 10 points you blew on special teams yesterday. And that's just, there's no beating around the bush, man. No. You give the Jets great field position. They punch it in. You know, this is, the field position thing is real, and it's cost us numerous times. But yesterday it was blatant because the game, Mike, was just methodical. There wasn't a bunch of explosive plays and stuff that was going on. It was just kind of playing out in slow motion, right? And then we got to the end of the game, and we had two chances, by the way. Two chances. Yep. At the end of this game yesterday with under 2 minutes to – we don't do a damn thing with it.
Yeah, and look, we're actually pretty happy. I mean, hell, Zane Gonzalez is Morton friggin' Anderson compared to everything else we've rolled out this year. He couldn't convert a 50-yarder. It's swirling winds at MetLife. It's always been the story there, even in the old stadium. But he couldn't make it, and then you get one of the oldest guys in the NFL. It's a 56-yarder. I mean, that thing was like a friggin' line drive. But he converts it. Nick Foles makes the kick. But, yeah, I mean, and you let him go down the field. I mean, that's the touchdown drive, the 15-yard 65s, where we saw, you know, Tyrod Taylor, like, guys, what's going on? How about when the ball got deflected and Divine Diablo didn't see it?
Yeah.
And the ball's literally hanging in the air like, we can't get the play. And that's just when you are a 4-8 team, those are the breaks you don't get.
404-726-0929. 4th and 1 is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We'll have time, obviously, to break down plenty of NFL action. It was a long week because the game started so early. So, you know, again, Packers beat the Lions, right? And then you fast forward to Thanksgiving or later Thanksgiving Day, and the Cowboys beat the Chiefs. Chiefs are in trouble, y'all. Chiefs are in trouble.
And the Cowboys now, I mean, look, say what you want. We've had so much. It's easy to crap on Jerry and the mistakes. I'll say right now, I thought Brian Schottenheimer was just going to be a gap coach. And all of a sudden, it might have taken a while to get things going. Plus, they've been so banged up. Jerry's able to make trades. The Pickens trade, he's going to get a big contract now with Dallas. Pickens is paying huge dividends. You know, the defensive line, despite losing Micah Parsons. All of a sudden, look, when you beat the two Super Bowl teams in 5 days, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No, it's a big deal. And then you fast forward to the night game. Joe Burrow's back, and the Bengals go beat the Ravens, and Lamar looked like hot garbage.
Oh, I was texting you guys at the game. I was like, "What? Lamar's look? He's carrying the ball like a loaf of bread. Does that every freaking time? Just makes bad decisions." And I'm watching this, and I didn't like Monken's play call either. He sits Derrick Henry out for way too long.
Yep.
I mean, look, I know Derrick Henry's having an off year, but you still got to use the diesel, man.
Lots of crazy things. Then the Bears beat the Eagles. And then all this talk about Shador, they score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Or a lousy 8 points at home. 49ers, who are one of the most banged up teams. Mike just mentioned it when we played them. I don't know how they're winning. I don't know how they're doing. None of their stars are out there, and they're getting it done. So This is what's going on around the NFL. Titans are in position to have the first overall pick. We mentioned this in our pre-show today. There's five teams, Raiders, Saints, Jets, Giants, that are all in position to potentially have that first pick with about 5 weeks left in the NFL season. But say what you want, Mike. Mess around and we don't win. We might be right there in that top five mix with four wins. Who knows?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.